The Lenox and Addington Historical Society will be closing effective immediately. Members of the society voted at their annual general meeting to regretfully make the decision based on not being able to fulfill their mandate any longer. For over a century, the society prided itself in nurturing interest in the county's heritage. It will leave a legacy of restoration at the Allan McPherson House, a pre-Confederation house from 1826. The house, the park, and all the documentation, including pictures and artifacts, were acquired by Lenox and Addington County in 2014. At Loyalist Township's July 10th council meeting, Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke on the implications of the society closing.
My thought on it is, from being at the county as well, is that it really will not have any impact on our Heritage Committee or the work that they do or for the township. It was developed quite a while ago, and as it says, it was one of the main reasons for to deal with like the Allan McPherson House and things like that. And then since then, I think they've been more of a supporting committee if they were needed. I don't recall our Heritage Committee overly utilizing them, so there probably would be no impact.
Numerous local heritage groups within the county will be taking on the duties passed on by the society. These groups include the Adolphustown Fredericksburg Heritage Society, the Cloyne District Historical Society, and Loyalist and Napanee Township Heritage Committees. The following museums in the area will also be helping with the transition: the Museum and Archives of Lenox and Addington and McPherson House in Napanee, Cloyne Pioneer Museum and Archives, the Nielsen Store Museum on Amherst Island, the Bath Museum, Fairfield House and the Fairfield Goodside House, the Babcock Mill in Odessa, United Empire Loyalist Park and Museum, and St. Albans Church in Adolphustown. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.